Beginning August 5th, mail delivery as you know it will effectively be dead. That is the day Saturday pickup and delivery basically stops, and it'll have an impact on your life in a bunch of ways you might not have considered.
Here to share them, Kelly Grant, Senior Consumer Reporter for MarketWatch.com. How you doing, Kelly?
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for being here. You know, there are people who still pay their bills through the mail. And whether we're talking about bills or deliveries, this really is going to impact our life, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, we've seen statistically that about 60% of consumers still write at least one payment check every month. I mean, for me, certainly it's rent money because I can't do that via online. But there are a lot of people who either don't trust the online system or they're the people they need to pay are not set up to be able to take those types of payments.
You know, many of us still do Netflix through the mail, and it seems like we're getting less bang for the buck. How's that?
We are. If you are the sort of person who maximizes your subscription, meaning you get the disc, you watch it that night, you send it back the next day, you know, we look at the maximum number of discs that you can get every month, at least in August, the month when this goes into effect, you're going to get one fewer disc during that month. And in a lot of the other months we looked at, it's, you know, sort of that average of one to two fewer discs. So you're getting a little bit less for your money.
So it's going to affect us personally. Will it affect the broader economy, Kelly?
I think it'll be interesting to see. You know, we're hearing a lot from the particular retailers and everyone else who's got to do a lot of shipping here, and this is not something that's going to be particularly damaging to them. Probably isn't going to affect how consumers, what they buy online or how much they spend, because we're still getting package delivery on Saturdays.
Now, any other advice for folks who are still kind of just processing the fact that we might have one less delivery day?
Well, I think you need to look and see, even if you're breathing a sigh of relief and saying, I already pay all of my bills online, check with your bank and make sure that all of those transactions are, in fact, being processed electronically. A lot of times, if banks don't have a relationship with a particular creditor, then they will still mail out that payment. So you want to be aware of when that's happening and making sure that you are putting in all of your payments to be made early enough that they're going to get there on time.
All right, Kelly, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Happy mail. Kelly Grant is the Senior Consumer Reporter for MarketWatch.com.